Howie Carr, a Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie Carr is a columnist for the Boston Herald as well as a radio talk show host who has been a thorn in the side of Whitey Bulger and his gang for 20 years.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paperboy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from sunny Florida,
Mar-a-Lago,
it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And this is the day before our books are delivered. My new book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. It's being finalized, packed up today in New Hampshire. It'll be in the studio tomorrow. We'll be sending out social media and reels and tweets about the books, and with any luck, by Thursday I'll be holding up a real copy of the book rather than just a cover on Paperboy, which is what this is. So I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you're going to enjoy it. And you can order it at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store, and you can, as of tomorrow, you can get it on Amazon. We have to wait until it's actually in stock. Because it's privately printed, so you can't pre-order it until we have it. But as of tomorrow, it'll be available at Amazon as well. And meanwhile, we'll be back in Boston the first weekend in December for a mini book tour for Mass Corruption. And we're offering a special VIP event Thursday, December 4th from 2 to 6. If you're interested in seeing the show, for the whole 4 hours and getting a nice meal, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on VIP. We don't do these very often. We never do them in December. This is a first for us, and most of the tickets are gone, but we still have a handful left. So if you want to see the show, you can still do it, but order quickly because the tickets are pretty much gone. Each VIP will receive 2 books of their choosing and a T-shirt. These will go fast, so act quickly. HowieCarrShow.com. Click on VIP. All right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. And it's 1 week to Election Day. It's, you know, it's an off year. We have governor's races in Virginia and New Jersey. They're significant, and I think the biggest race, though, is the New York City mayor's race. 1 week to save New York. That's the headline in the New York Post today. 1 week to save New York. Every vote counts to stop socialist takeover. I think they're being kind to call it a socialist takeover. How about communist takeover? How about Islamist takeover? How about communist Islamist takeover? Jihadist takeover? Cuomo cuts into Mamdani's lead in polls. We told you about that one yesterday. It's down to 10 points. Zohran lies about 9/11 ant. And that was the most predictable thing of all. And you know, we played the cut for you originally last Friday when he was talking. His aunt was so concerned about, anti-Muslim Islamophobia after 9/11. She was worried about riding the subway on her with her hijab on. It was all BS. As I said, just like Obama talking about his parents meeting on the Selma Bridge in 1965. When he was born in 1960. It was all nonsense. And somebody pointed out yesterday, brilliantly, I thought, I didn't even mention it yesterday, said, oh, you know, when Mamdani is called out on his lie, he's just going to say, oh, well, you know, I come from this exotic third world culture where we call everybody as our family and it takes a village. So it's a distant relative, but we called her an aunt. And so then they asked, what's her name? They wouldn't even give her full name. They said, can we speak to her? She's dead. Oh, how convenient. It's always convenient when one of your witnesses, it turns out to be deceased and can no longer be placed under oath. So that's his new thing. He lied, but oh, you can't blame me because I'm a refugee. I'm a Muslim. So this is his cut. I mean, this is so classic of the new Democrats. They lie with impunity. Can you imagine if J.D. Vance did something like this, lied about something? It's pandering what he did. You know, the joke that Norm MacDonald made after 9/11 was, I just think what if the Muslims killed 50 million Americans? Just think of the backlash against the Muslim community. This is a real example of that. I mean, again, truth is stranger than fiction. Here it is though. This is Orhan Mamdani explaining his lie about his aunt who never wore a hijab and was not in New York. She was in Tanzania. I don't know if they had subways. I don't know if they had Islamophobia in Tanzania after 2001, September 11th, but it had nothing to do with anything on the A train. Let's put it that way. Count one.
Yes, that's. I was speaking about my aunt. I was speaking aunt. About
my, his aunt. Fui,
my father's cousin, who sadly passed away a few years ago. And.
Passed away.
For the takeaway from my more than 10-minute address about Islamophobia in this race and in this city to be the question of my aunt tells you everything about Andrew Cuomo and his inability to reckon with a crisis of his own.
What? What? It's he lied, and it's Andrew Cuomo's fault? It's almost enough to make you think kindly of Andrew Cuomo after everything. Good Lord.
Come on, Howie, be respectful. His fake aunt died in a house fire trying to save his Canadian girlfriend. Come on.
Is it a composite cousin? Or was it a composite aunt? I mean, cut the crap here. You know, again... Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I mean, if people are going to go for this Barack Obama nonsense again, they're going to get scammed, and it's going to be the same disaster that it was the first time. Good Lord. Are you getting the hurricane down there, Howie? No, we're not. It's after it hits Jamaica, it takes a right turn out into the Atlantic. It's not going to hit Florida at all. So I'm thankful, obviously, but it's very bad in Jamaica, as you've seen. And again, we've been on the east coast of Florida dodging hurricanes for 20 years now, ever since they put in mandatory house hurricane insurance. But I'll pay the insurance every year, the premiums, and If that's what's keeping the hurricanes away, so be it. I'm all in favor of it. 844-500-4242-774. It's like the skit from SNL, Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer. Every excuse was, I don't understand, I'm just a caveman. I mean, it's one thing to say, I don't understand, I'm just a caveman. But it's another thing to say, how dare you call me out? It's a sign of how sick you are to point out that I'm lying about something like this. And this is a very basic thing too. I mean, you know, that was probably the most terrible event in the history of New York, what happened on 9/11. And then to suddenly make it about people in New York rather than about your bloodthirsty co-religionists and their sick death cult of killing all infidels. But it's typical. This is what it's going to be. Everything from, if he's elected mayor, it's always going to be, how dare you attack me? I'm a Muslim. It's, you know, they're all victims. KJP, how dare you attack me? I'm a queer black woman. You know, the what's the guy's, Tim McBride, the congressman. How dare you attack me as Tim? I'm a woman. You've misgendered me. You've dead named me. They've all got their victim credentials. And they want to be treated with kid gloves. They think they have a special dispensation. They could do any damn thing they want. It's ridiculous. Uh, 603 says Obama had anti-Zatuni, Zohran had anti-Muslim. That's a good, yes, that's a good way to put it. The thing is, though, we knew anti-Zatuni. We saw her on tape bragging about being an illegal alien on welfare. This woman apparently was never in America. And he's claiming that she was frightened by, you know, Archie Bunker and those guys wearing, MAGA hats, giant hats, Jets paraphernalia. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls when we come back. We have more EBT audio for today. We have so much more. And we have some video from James Comer's committee on the investigation of the Joe Biden mental decline auto pen scandal. Some really good stuff in there too, in the audio and the video. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is sponsored by Raycon. It's Raycon's anniversary, and what better way to celebrate than with a deal on the Everyday Earbuds Classic. The Everyday Earbuds Classic are loaded with upgrades. I love my Raycons, and you'll love yours too. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie to get 20% off the Everyday Earbuds Classic. Raycon. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is of the 42 million getting food stamps, how many do you think are really deserving? All of them, at least half of them, between 5 and 20 million or fewer than 5 million?
I'm going to say fewer than 5 million.
60% of the audience is with you on that one. 31% believe between 5 and 20 million. 8% say at least half of them, and 1% says all of them.
All of them. Okay. Well, we've got a lot of cuts to play again here today. 844-500-4242, but some people want to talk about Mamdani first. And again, I hope this can be averted. It's not good. It's the largest city in the country by far. And to turn it over to savages is not a good thing. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, when Mamdani is pitching his elixirs to New York City's myriad socioeconomic problems, the voters of New York City have to spit some tobacco juice on his lapel and ask him, how is it with stains?
Thanks for the call, Dennis. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi, Howie. I missed the first hour of your show, but I'm not sure you went over this. But Mamdani's mom's cousin is not his aunt. That would be his second cousin.
Right.
In the Muslim community is apropos, so...
I know, but you know what I'm saying, Lisa. It's there. Oh, it's an extended family. You know, we're so close to the earth, and we haven't been corrupted by the Western patriarchal values or non-values. You know what it is. They've got an excuse for everything.
Dear God. God help New York. That's all I can say.
I know. I know. It's, you know, again, it's a, it, we live in a democracy and the people get what they deserve. But, you know, I don't want to have to deal with the after effects. I don't want my kid to have to deal with it, who lives in New York in the West Village. I don't want Roscoe to have to deal with it, because he's, even before he comes down back to America. 844-500-4242. I have a place in West Palm, and when I'm not here, I rent the place out, or I try to rent the place out. So then I take it off the market. When I have my producer here, Matt or Chloe, living in it when I'm here and doing the show from here. So I took it off the rental / sales market. And I'm just getting, for the first time ever, I'm getting deluged with calls from real estate brokers. I just got one before the show began. Well, put it back on the market. Put it back on. And I know what it is. They want to be prepared for next week. 8 days from now, there's a chance there's going to be a huge run. It's diagonally across from me from a brand new 25-foot. Corporate office building, which is just, I mean, so people are going to need to be moving in. And I'm thinking, this is good, it's good for my personal real estate values, but it's not good overall. I'm the last person to ever say this, but there are other things other than money. There really are. This is the lesson for me. I don't want all these people moving down here. I don't want my daughter in danger. I don't want Roscoe have to worry about being picked up. And, they hate dogs. You know that, don't you? James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James. You there? No, James. Okay. 844-500-4242-810. Only folks with a BMI under 25 should be eligible for EBT. We have one woman today. She's lying down. She probably weighs like 300 pounds. And she says, if you're going out to steal some food, steal some for me. She can't even get off the couch. She's so fat. She's asking people to steal for her. I think that this has been very instructive, because I didn't know it was 42 million. I knew it was tens of millions. But when you're confronted with that number daily in the headlines, 42 million people on food stamps. Are you bleeping kidding me? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
I am your father's, brother's, nephew's, cousin's former roommate.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 919, say it, Howie. You just don't want to see Roscoe with an apple in his mouth. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't. I mean, again, he's getting out of there before the guy is sworn in as mayor. But still, I don't know. It's really scary. How about the millions of Americans after 9/11 who feared every single airplane that flew overhead, J.D.? Yeah, that's a really good point. I remember that for some crazy reason, the city of Medford had a fireworks display scheduled not that long after 9/11. And you would have thought that calmer heads would have prevailed and they would have canceled it, but they just went ahead with it anyway. And people were freaking out. You would have thought it was like, War of the Worlds in 1938, with Orson Welles, everybody thinking the country was being invaded by Martians. It was people were calling 911 deluging it. We called the mayor of Malden was of Medford, excuse me, was named Michael McGlynn. We called him Boom Boom McGlynn after that because it was such a mess. Yeah, but people were scared. How about all the, you know, for months if not years afterwards they had troops in the airports with automatic weapons, fully armed troops, in case any Muslims went crazy and tried to get on a plane. Remember that? I remember being in the Orlando airport that more than a year later and going to Disney World, and my kids were with me, and they were looking at these guys with automatic weapons. I remember the 2004 convention in Boston. I had to go down to the Long Wharf Marriott or one of those hotels. And I took my daughter with me. She was like, I think, 9 or 10 years old. And it was where the Democrat senators were meeting. That's where they were staying. And it was ringed with armed security. But yeah, we're not supposed to talk about that. But his aunt, who turns out wasn't his aunt, oh, that's a big story. That's a big story. And how dare Andrew Cuomo point out that it's a bleeping lie? 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie. You know, as much of a disaster as it would be, the reason why I would want Mamdani to win is because then he establishes a disastrous political record. I mean, I remember when Obama came out of nowhere to me, because I don't know every senator in the country. I mean, nobody does, right? I mean, maybe you do because of your business.
No, I don't. Yeah.
No, but so the fact is if he wins the mayoral, you know, race, then he becomes the mayor and he ruins New York, sadly. But then he doesn't become the president because now he has a record. See, that's the thing with Obama. He had no record. And so, I mean, he was a community activist, right? And
right.
So he came out of nowhere and he had a very brief Senate, you know, Senate career.
Career, yeah.
And then he becomes the president, right? So this guy, if he ruins New York, he seals his fate and possibly the fate of any other Muslim becoming the president of the United States. And, you know, so that, I hope, would be the positive outcome of something like that.
I see your theory, Chris, but I think you're trying to put a shine on a sneaker. You know, it's like saying, well, it was a good thing that Biden stole the election because now Trump's back. But it was a long 4 years, wasn't it? It was a miserable time, and it's gonna be decades, if ever, cleaning out all of these illegal alien savages that they imported into the country. I don't know. I just don't want him to win. I'll stick with Cuomo. You know, just the crook you know is better than the crook you don't know. The crook you know is better than the ideologue. Yeah, I'll always take a corrupt, hoodlum-type politician any day of the week over an ideologue. An ideologue will put you or anybody else to the sword if it comes down to it. All a crook wants is to be paid off and to be taken care of. And, you know, I'm sorry if he, you know, your daughter is working for him and he is touching everything but the third rail, because that was one of the many, many problems with his disastrous tenure as governor. But still, it's better than having five calls to prayer in five boroughs every day. And God only knows what else would be happening. Mark, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mark.
Good afternoon, Howie. I've always enjoyed your show. You do a wonderful job.
Thank you.
You know, it wasn't that long ago you could have cured this problem with a phone call. You could have called one of the Godfathers in New York, and they had enough of them there. And he would have given his crew an assignment, and they would have taken this guy.
Yeah,
out.
I don't know. I don't know what they would have done. I mean, the thing is, it wouldn't have never gotten to that point, Mark, because the electorate of New York City was not overrun with foreigners. I mean, that was a devastating poll. That was the worst poll. That was one of the most depressing polls I've ever seen last week, showing that if among native-born Americans, Mamdani was 2-1 behind Cuomo. Again, not because Cuomo was good, but because Mamdani is bad. But among foreign-born New Yorkers, Mamdani was ahead 2-1. 2-1. How is that possible? People are pointing out that Mamdani can't become president anyway because you have to be born in the U.S. Yeah, you have to be a naturalized, you have to be a natural-born American citizen. Although, again, Obama claimed that he wasn't a naturalized U.S. citizen. And then when he decided to run for president, he said it was birtherism to say he wasn't, even though it was in his own documents, his own cell sheets when he was trying to peddle his book. 844-500-4242. Most international airports have police or military with semi-automatic weapons. Well, it was a new thing for me to see it in 2001 and 2002. 844-500-4242. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Howie. I just love your show. Couple of things. I have direct family members, very close family members, I'm not going to say which ones, who live in London, and I am terrified that they will be hurt. The situation in the UK is dire. The London Muslim mayor refuses to recognize that there are rape gangs all over London. It's just coming out now.
Right.
There are no-go zone areas, and my prediction is that this, if Mamdani gets in, we are going to see the downfall of New York, just like London has become a place no one wants to live anymore.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, it sounds like it's really quite terrible over there, and the Labour Party, the one reason their polling numbers have collapsed and they're losing all the off-year elections is that Keith Starmer, the Prime Minister, was involved in covering up all these Muslim rape gangs that were operating, and now they've reached out to some of the victims, and they're still trying to cover it up, and the victims have just all walked away and said they're not serious about this. They're going to have to throw out both major parties in the United Kingdom, both the Labour Party and the Tories, the Conservatives, and put in Neil Farage and the Reform Party. That's the only solution that they've got. And I'm not even sure about Neil Farage. I know he likes to think of himself as an English Trump or a British Trump, but I'm not sure about that. 844-500-4242. Won't the things the commies will do to New York City be deemed unconstitutional? Yeah, but they got all these crazy goddamn judges that are all these foreign-born judges are going to give him the thumbs up. You know, get the Egyptian. What is it? The Egyptian judge from Canada? Or the lesbian from Ecuador, or the South Korean in Boston. I mean, they all love all this stuff. You know, they're all in on the fundamental transformation of America. I don't understand. You know, I heard the cut last night from Mamdani's father talking about how the Hitler learned from Abraham Lincoln and the Americans, and my head was about to explode. Driving back to my house after the show, I was listening to Mark Levin, and I was just thinking to myself, as I so often do when I hear these savages over here complaining about America, if it's so bad, why did you come here? Why didn't you stay in Uganda or Zimbabwe or wherever the hell you can, or Tanzania? Why are you here complaining about what a racist, Islamophobic society it is? We don't need you here. Nobody made you come here. And now they want to take over. Dot, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dot.
Hi, Howie. Good to talk to you. I don't know if you've seen what Newsmax, they further looked into who in that 42 million people are getting the food stamps. And 45% of Afghanistan immigrants are on the food stamps, 40%
right.
of Somalian immigrants, 34% of every immigrant from Iraq, 23% of Haitians. So 59% of all illegal aliens are collecting food stamps, meaning that most of the people getting food stamps from the U.S. government and the U.S. taxpayer are not even Americans. I just thought that was some information that people should know.
I saw that this morning, Dot, and I thought those numbers were awfully low. I've seen higher numbers than that. I've seen, like, you know, for Mideasterners coming over here, it's like 80-90%.
But, you know, it's just unfortunate because this is one thing. But look at the Americans that, you know, experience tough times and they need assistance. And they're on waiting lists while these people are getting first come, first serve, you know.
Right.
It's just
right.
Wrong.
Same with public housing. Yeah.
Lives.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. It's just a total BS. And I think this is a real wake-up call for taxpaying Americans. It's Nigel Farage. I'm sorry, not Neil Farage. I don't know why I said that. Nigel Farage. He lies too about his about who's buying his house. You know, I mean they all lie. But it's one thing to lie and to be an immigrant and only have been in the country for 6 years and talking about how your family is frightened by all these people who've let you come into the country and just talk about how terrible it is and you get a free ride. I hope the hell they do figure out a way to denaturalize and deport him. Same with Ilhan Omar, same with Tanya Fernandez Anderson, same with Dean Tran, same with that Albanian ingrate who's a Worcester city councilor. I know she hasn't been convicted of any crimes, but if we can convict her with a crime, that's okay. I'd throw her the hell out of the country too. Limerick guy, being born in another country didn't stop the Muslim commie from Kenya. Limerick guy, he changed his story, okay? He was trying to sell a book. He said he was born in Kenya. Then he was running for president. He said, you know what? I wasn't born in Kenya. You know, have you ever said you were born outside the United States? I can state with 100% certainty that I have never said I was born anywhere other than in the United States of America. It's not something you get confused about, is it? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
So Zoran Mamdani became a United States citizen. And by the way, he continues to have dual citizenship with Uganda because it's such a wonderful country. Just Idi Amin is the George Washington of Uganda. Remember that. So when he'd been a citizen for a mere 4 years, he was talking about the NYPD, the New York Police Department. And he was talking, he was comparing it to the IDF because he hates the IDF because he wants to globalize the Intifada, you know what I mean. He wants from the Jordan to the sea, from the river to the sea, Jordan must be, Palestine must be free. It's
the Intifada.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Me and Al have the same problem. We're both born in the United States. So this is Zoran Mamdani in 2023 talking about the NYPD. He says he doesn't hate cops now. He says he doesn't hate cops. He's like Graham Platner, who says all cops are bastards. Cut to.
We have to make clear that when the boot of the NYPD is on your neck, it's been laced by the IDF. We're in a country where those connections abound, especially in New York City. You have so many opportunities to make clear the ways in which that struggle over there is tied to capital's interest over here.
I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. And I don't think he knows what the hell he's talking about either. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie, I called a couple days ago about the DTA website.
Yes.
They're now sending out text messages.
I got one.
Same thing.
I got one.
Did you?
Yes. Let me hold on. Or it was forwarded to me here. Let me see if I can read it here. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Where is it? Okay, here it is. You want me to read it to you? President Trump is currently choosing not to issue November SNAP benefits that help many families put food on the table. Also, further benefit cuts starting in November because of changes congressional Republicans and President Trump enacted in the One Big Beautiful Bill. And that's from Mask Up.
Everybody's always blaming me for everything.
That's from a state website, Brian. You and I are paying for this abject lies that they're putting out.
It's completely unethical and illegal. Somebody needs to sue the state or the DTA.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I don't know if you saw the cut from Mara Healey. I didn't pull it again because it's just so exasperating. She says, I can't backfill. That's the verb she used, a Weasley verb. I can't backfill the $240 million. Do you know what the rainy day fund is up to, Brian? I've been saying $8 billion. It's up to $8,650 million. So she could pay for EBT cards for the rest of the year, and she would with no help from the feds, and she would still have $8 billion in the rainy day fund for the election year. I mean, she is just being totally dishonest. It really is shocking how disingenuous she is, and how there's no pushback from regime control media in Boston. They're all lapdogs, all of them. 844-500-4242, present company excluded, of course. I'm Howie Carr.